For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. The Green Party's candidates for president and vice president are demanding that the Wisconsin Supreme Court rule immediately to have them placed on the state's ballot. The state's highest court on Thursday ordered a halt to the mailing of all absentee ballots while it considers a legal challenge brought by the Green presidential candidate Howie Hawkins and its running mate Angela Walker. The Wisconsin Elections Commission deadlocked twice on whether they should be placed on the ballot. Hawkins says the court should rule Monday to have him put on the ballot. Rapper Kanye West is also suing to be put on the Wisconsin ballot. New polling for AARP Wisconsin shows former Vice President Joe Biden with a single-digit lead over President Donald Trump. Those results are reflected among likely voters in different age groups. Mike Moen breaks down the poll.
Bipartisan polling firms conducted the survey, which says among likely voters, the former vice president leads President Trump 50% to 45%. For likely voters age 50 and up, the findings are similar at 50 to 46%, and the results are outside the margin of error. AARP Wisconsin State Director Sam Wilson says polls were done in a handful of states deemed critical and thinks the candidates need to engage with older Americans on some key issues.
Yes, we can talk about the pandemic, we can talk about vaccines, but voters still expect candidates to focus on things like preventing cuts to Social Security and Medicare.
Pollsters also asked for feedback about the current challenges facing the country. In the 50-plus age group, a majority said they opposed how President Trump is managing the pandemic. Other recent polls in Wisconsin show the race tightening, with Biden hanging on to a slim lead. I'm Mike Moen.
The University of Wisconsin-Madison is thinking about eliminating spring break next semester to curb the spread of coronavirus. The university's faculty senate is expected to vote on revising the 2021 spring calendar at a meeting Monday. Officials say dropping spring break would discourage students and staff from traveling long distances and bringing COVID-19 back to campus. The proposal has classes starting on January 25th, a week later than currently scheduled. Spring break would be eliminated, but classes would not be held that Friday, April 2nd, which is Good Friday. Classes would end April 30th, the same day as the current calendar. Michigan is launching a $5 million advertising campaign to urge people to wear masks to fight the coronavirus, with a focus on appealing to those who believe the state's requirement infringes on their rights. The, quote, spread hope, not COVID, end quote, message includes three public service announcements. Two feature military members saying they wear a face covering to protect their freedom and the freedom of others. They say it can reduce the chance of spreading the virus by 70%. In one ad, a sergeant puts on a mask showing the American flag. A group of cyclists pedaled for a good cause and got some ice cream at the end. The second annual Tour de Bricks ride kicked off this Sunday. Riders started at Aspire's YMCA in Weston and rode to Bricks in Mozanie. The event was to benefit cycling without age. The organization makes cycling accessible to area nursing home residents by providing rides on trishaws. A trishaw is a three-wheeled pedal vehicle that allows passengers to sit comfortably while a pilot pedals. Todd Shrew, president of WASA Wheelers, said it means a lot to be able to donate to an organization whose interests align with the group's.
For us to help them raise money so they can, you know, afford more equipment and expand their program is, you know, something that we're all in for.
Shrew estimated they raised around $1,800, but didn't have a final total. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The CW Kaywood Memorial Shooting Range in Arbor Vitae will stay closed for a while. The DNR found major safety concerns with the range. I spoke with the DNR to find out what's being done about it. The CW Kaywood Memorial Shooting Range in Arbor Vitae closed last month. The DNR said it found rounds leaving the range and entering a gravel pit operation downrange during an inspection of the pit. James Yacht is the DNR's Secretary Director for Northern Wisconsin. He said that forced the DNR to immediately close the gravel pit and the shooting range.
This is not the first time safety concerns were raised on the shooting range and the gravel pit, just simply because of where they're located. But this raised enough of a concern where we felt the need we needed to close the range and the pit for, you know, a short period of time in order to get a grasp on what is the safety concern that's out there.
The gravel pit has since resumed operations. Yock said the DNR is working to reopen the range as soon as possible. It's completed an assessment and submitted the plan.
Now we need to get the approvals through funding and then get the engineering scope. And then also it has to be bid for contract. We are trying to fast track this project, but I don't have a time period for when it is anticipated to be completed.
Yock said when the work is done, the range will be open during limited times. People won't be able to go shooting during the gravel pit operation hours. Once the gravel pit is exhausted, the DNR says range operations will be able to go back to normal. Your forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 77. For WXPR, I'm Katie Thorson.